If that was what I'm dictating, the patient's name is Eva Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, Eva, E-V-A. Date of birth is 8/9/1965. Date of service is 11/20/22. Miss Collins is a very pleasant 65-year-old female. With a history of hypertension, type 2 diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, history of gastric bypass surgery, coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, history of depression, history of congestive heart failure, and renal mass. We present to the emergency department with complaints of shortness of breath and generalized weakness. Patient was valid in the emergency room, had a CAT scan done. We did reveal bilateral pulmonary embolism. She was started on Lovenox, admitted to the hospital. Pulmonary was consulted. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Miller's at Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain. She does complaints of feeling weak and fatigue. She denies any complaints of shortness of breath, does complaints of pain when she takes a deep breath. She denies any complaints of any headaches, denies any blurring of vision, denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies any abdominal pain. She does have swelling of her lower extremities. She had echocardiogram done at the hospital. We did reveal ejection fraction of 65%. She was put on oral Lasix. Rest of her workup was unremarkable. She was mentioned she was admitted to below the towel for rehabilitation at the present time. Denies any other symptoms or complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for diabetes mellitus, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia, depression, generalized weakness, renal mass, history of gastric bypass surgery. Past surgical history has been significant for gastric bypass surgery. Social history. She has a 50-pack-year smoking history. Alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications. Include albuterol sulfate inhaler, atorvastatin, duloxetine, Eliquis, fluoxetine, furosemide, gabapentin, glucosamine chondroitin, Jardiance, loratadine, metformin, metoprolol, nicotine, omeprazole, ondansetron, potassium chloride, Ritalin, tramadol, Xanax. Review of system, cardiovascular. Does complaints of pain with deep inspiration. She has a history of coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure. Respiratory system, she denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, does complaints of pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, she denies any history of kidney stone. She does have a renal mass, follows with oncology. Musculoskeletal, she does complain of joint pains, history of complaints of generalized weakness, history of arthritis. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs. Temperature 98.2, pulse 96 per minute, respiration 16, blood pressure 116/61, HEENT examination was normal, people's vehicle run on active to light, external core movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SMS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm, lungs was diminished breath sounds in the bases, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities 1 to 2 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Neurological examination was causally intact. Impression, number one, bilateral pulmonary embolism, next, generalized weakness. Next, bilateral lower extremity edema, slash lymphedema. Next, coronary artery disease, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, chronic pain syndrome, next, diabetes mellitus, next, gastroesophageal reflux disease, next, renal mass, next, depression, next, GERD, next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to below the towel, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy. We'll check routine labs, we'll monitor her progress, we'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.